This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski.
Dave, the Fed announced another rate hike last week, but the debate in the dairy industry continues to alternate as to whether demand or supply is in the driver's seat. Which one was it last week?
Demand, Lee, without question. Demand is in the driver's seat right now. The supply side of the equation, certainly from a fresh milk perspective, is a bullish narrative or bullish story that we have to face, and it's underpinning global dairy markets, but it's being discounted these days. So, and that's okay. It can last for a period of time where the market kind of focuses on demand. Seasonally here in the U.S., demand in June and July tends to kind of dip across the board. You know, certain products like ice cream do better, but ultimately dairy product demand, this is just not a hot time of year. So the only time we tend to get real big price spikes this time of year is when we have a weather concern or a weather scare, and that hasn't happened thus far. So demand has been in the driver's seat. It's been a slower period here. We've got the overshadowing, you know, recessionary impacts that may or may not be making their way through the dairy aisle right now. But principally, and I think the main driver of the demand side of this globally over the past several months has been China and the lack of demand there. So this is a demand story right now. Down the road, though, we're going to start to focus more on supply, I think.
We do have schools reopening here shortly. That's going to add to the demand factor, and we could see weather turn around and be vicious as well.
Correct. The forecasts are for actually some severe heat in the Midwest in the first half of August. It's yet to be felt, but at this point, we're watching that very closely. The Southwest U.S. has already seen production get crimped here this July. We've been able, like I said, to discount that, to ignore it for the moment. But as we go through August, you're going to have schools reopening, pulling on that fluid milk. You're going to likely have some hot temperatures in some areas that have been pretty moderate through most of July. And by the middle or end of August, you're going to start to see the U.S. buyers, some of them, start to come back in for holiday purchases. So I think a number of factors are going to change between here at the end of July and the end of August.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
How or what we think impacts everything in our lives. Every word that leaves our mouth is a result of our thinking. All of our choices or actions begin with a thought. What we believe, along with our habits and our behaviors, are also a result of our thinking.
The good news is that one of the best ways to alter or improve a person's life is to simply change a person's thinking. The bad news is that much of our thinking happens unconsciously, which can make it very hard to change.
At some point in our life, we accepted that what we think is truth. So, to change our thinking, we must now tell ourselves that we choose to think and to believe differently.
One of the best ways to know what a person is thinking is to listen to what they say, or how they say it. This week, be more aware of the words that come out of your mouth and look for any areas that you would like to order a change in thinking. Maybe consider asking someone to walk along with you as you look for miracles connected to a change in thinking.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com. The nation's pasture and rangeland conditions remain at the second lowest in this century, as we hear from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
The latest USDA nationwide pasture and rangeland condition totals for the period ending July 24th are the same as they have been for the past several weeks.
The second lowest rangeland and pasture conditions nationally since the summer of 2012, and in fact, the second lowest conditions on that national scale of the 21st century, going back more than 20 years.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey provides the specific numbers.
National numbers showing exactly one half of the U.S. rangeland and pasture is rated in very poor to poor condition, up 3 percentage points from last week. Meanwhile, the July 24th number on good to excellent ratings, one quarter, 25% rated good to excellent. That is down a point from last week.
Several northern states account for the national good to excellent ratings, while many states in the south report significant very poor to poor pasture and rangeland conditions. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.